Ahab, king of Israel, influenced by his Phoenician wife Jezebel, began to serve Baal, the chief Canaanite god whose name means master or lord. Jezebel was a forceful, strong-willed woman, deeply committed to the cult of Baal. To please her, Ahab did whatever Jezebel wanted. He built a temple and an altar to Baal in Samaria, and set up a sacred pole, symbol of the goddess Astarte, Baal's wife. The number of prophets and priests of these Canaanite gods greatly increased in Samaria, while the prophets of the Lord were hunted down and put to death. Then one day a man came to the royal court. He was a stern-looking man, dressed in a rough camel-hair tunic with a leather belt around his waist. It was Elijah, one of Israel's greatest prophets, sent by God to fight Baal worship and the increasing apostasy of the northern kingdom. The miracles that marked Elijah's ministry were given by God to manifest the Lord's almighty power in the face of the helpless idols of paganism. The signs and wonders accomplished by Elijah and also Elisha, his successor, belong to the second of the four great periods of miracles that are seen in the history of redemption. The first was that of Moses and Joshua. The third period occurred at the time of the Babylonian exile, and the fourth one during the earthly ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ and the beginning of the Christian Church. Elijah's prophetic activity recorded in the Bible took place in the days of King Ahab, who reigned in Samaria from about 874 to 853 BC. Elijah's first appearance before the wicked king of Israel was startling and unexpected. Suddenly he was there, and without any explanation, he predicted years of drought and famine as judgment on the sin of apostasy in the country. There would be neither dew nor rain in Israel except at the word of Elijah. Having delivered this threatening message, Elijah left as abruptly as he had come. God spoke to the prophet and told him to leave and go and hide by a stream near the Jordan River. "You will drink from the brook," said the Lord, "and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there." Elijah left and went to hide in the ravine near the Jordan, as the Lord had said. The ravens brought him bread and meat morning and evening, and he drank from the brook. Sometime later the stream dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food." Without delay, Elijah set out on the long journey northwards. He had to travel secretly, as Ahab was searching for him throughout the country. The king intended to kill him, as he held Elijah responsible for the drought. The prophet journeyed across the scorched fields and parched countryside. Each day the sun rose with burning heat in a cloudless sky. At the end of this long and exhausting journey, Elijah left the land of Israel and reached the town of Zarephath, a city on the Phoenician coast between Tyre and Sidon. When he came to the town gates, he saw a poor widow gathering sticks for firewood. He said to her, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar that I may drink?" As she was going to get it, he called out, "And bring me, I pray, a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I have no bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make something to eat for me and my son, that we may eat and die." Elijah said to her, "Fear not. Go and do as you have said, but make me first a small cake of bread, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry, until the day the Lord gives rain on the land." The woman went away and did as Elijah said. She made a cake of bread for the prophet, and then prepared what remained for herself and her son. And the word of the Lord was accomplished. Throughout the years of drought, the flour was not used up, nor did the jug of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, spoken by Elijah. Next episode, Elijah and Obadiah.